it's very important that this process is be done in earnest and within the 30 days allocation, and if possible, even to extend beyond the 30 days, because from the first exercise, we realized there was a lot of interest and many people interested to register. And also the issue of so-called aliens, which is now being addressed in the new constitution. Definitely there is a high number of people out there who are interested also to take part. Particularly at the first-time voters, the aliens now allowed to vote. And also even returnees from the diaspora and the transfers. And this technique will require time.
Some people were complaining that they were not happy with the way the program was publicized. Are you seeing any changes this time around?
What is important is definitely to publicize it in terms of the voter registration centers well in advance. So we are encouraging Zeki to do this publicity before the teams go out, so that at least when they go to those centers, people know the location, the time, and the ward centers.
Zeki is also saying approved organizations would be allowed to carry out voter education. Have you applied?
Yes, we've applied, and this is long overdue. We applied also before the referendum, and we do hope that this is going to accredit organizations. We are already facing problems on the ground. Right now, we do have a case in Wange, whereby our officers who are distributing material were summoned to report to the police on the basis that we're doing illegal voter registration. But what we're doing is public outreach. And it seems there is a thin line of what is civic education and voter education. So definitely accreditation would assist us to go into the field and do the work, complementing what SEC is doing.